Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 209. So today, the tables have been turned, and I am being interviewed by Colin Morgan of the Daily Grind podcast. So Colin has interviewed already some incredible luminaries such as Seth Godin and Amy Porterfield and John Lee Dumas. So I certainly feel really honored to be a part of their interview list. Today, we talk about my own experience and background in business and why I'm so passionate about outsourcing and how I think that it can really benefit businesses out there. So I certainly enjoyed my chat with Colin. Of course, you can go and listen to the podcast on his podcast and all of his other guests. You can find that at Daily Grind Podcast. And of course, I have republished it here as well. So if you want to get any of the show notes, if you want any information about this, you can, of course, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/209. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Colin Morgan here, and welcome to episode 211 of The Daily Grind. With us today on the show is the founder of Outsource Accelerator, Derek Gallimore. Derek has been outsourcing since 2011 and realized the incredible power and opportunity it presented for business. He founded Outsource Accelerator in response to the growing need for an independent source of outsourcing information, education, and transparent marketplace. Derek has an absolutely amazing and inspirational story, everyone. So really be sure to grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, sit back, and enjoy today's episode.
I, you know, really believe in having a strong foundation. So I get up every morning, I do a meditation, I have a morning routine where I exercise, I go and swim, and then I come back and I have my bulletproof coffee. And, you know, I really strongly believe that to really kind of push hard continually, you need a really strong, good foundation.
As entrepreneurs, your most valuable commodity is time. Although you can't make more of it, our friends at FreshBooks can definitely help you get the most out of it. FreshBooks makes ridiculously simple cloud accounting software for entrepreneurs that are long in ambition and short on time. It takes literally about 30 seconds to create and send a really professional looking invoice. There's no formulas and no fussing over formatting. Your clients can pay you directly online, which can seriously improve how quickly you get paid. And not only that, you can link your FreshBooks account to your credit and debit cards, so the next time you expense that business lunch or tank of gas, it'll show up directly in your FreshBooks account. How's that for a time saver compared to tracking your expenses manually? At the end of the day, it comes down to the simple fact. The less time you spend on your day-to-day admin, the more time and energy you can spend on doing what it takes to conquer your daily grind. I love FreshBooks so much, and FreshBooks is giving you an unrestricted 30-day free trial. Just go to FreshBooks.com/grind. Again, that is FreshBooks.com/grind, and enter the Daily Grind Business Podcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Well, Derek, welcome to the Daily Grind. How are you this morning? Or for you.
Fantastic.
This evening.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're exactly 12 hours different. So I'm doing really good. I'm at the end of my work day and you're at the beginning of yours.
Absolutely. Well, we're all excited that you're here, Derek. And if you wouldn't mind, say for some listeners, audience members being first introduced to you, if you wouldn't mind just kind of expanding on your intro and sharing a bit more of who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Derek Gallimore and I am the founder of Outsource Accelerator. Outsource Accelerator is a outsourcing aggregator platform. So we bring over 600 outsourcing service suppliers into one platform so that we're basically making it easier for businesses in the West to learn about outsourcing, get comfortable with outsourcing, and engage with outsourcing service suppliers. A bit about myself, I have been in business for about the last 20 years, and I've lived across
Well, I've lived and worked in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, and now I'm mainly based in Manila, Philippines. So, and entrepreneurialism and kind of startups are in my blood.
And what led you into becoming, you know, to starting a company and becoming an expert in outsourcing? Like, what's the story behind that?
Yeah, so I suppose my origin story is at about 24. I mean, the longer story is at about 24, I started getting into property in London. I was very lucky to catch the tail end of the property boom there.
Okay.
Within about 2 or 3 years, I had almost a dozen properties and carried on expanding that until about 2008 when the market cooled. At that point, I got into a serviced apartment business, very similar to Airbnb, mm-hmm. And expanded that up to about a $20 million revenue company over the next 9 years. It was about a year into that in 2011 when I realized because of this hospitality, the hotel nature of this business, we needed 24/7 customer service early on. You know, and that was people on the end of the telephone so that we could give people the attention they needed. And it just wasn't viable in the UK, in London, and, you know, much of the Western world. It's almost impossible now to get people awake overnight in roles unless you're like a nurse or a doctor. So I was recommended by a friend to explore the Philippines, and I never looked back really. Like, very quickly, I built a team in the Philippines. I started with one person and then scaled up to about 70 people here. We started with telephone-based customer service and chat and email, but then we very quickly expanded to everything operational, everything from, you know, web design, marketing, sales, and even HR, accounting, and a lot of the internal functions of the company. So, I was introduced to outsourcing in 2011 because of my own company needs and scratching my itch. And then as of 2016, I saw a massive opportunity in the market, as I mentioned, to make outsourcing more available and accessible to everyone out there.
Yeah, and I'm sure at that time, right? I mean, that's the entrepreneurial, the feeling you get, right? When you see that major gap in the marketplace. And it's what more businesses, you know, myself included, are starting to turn to. Like, we're not now having administrative assistants. We're able to reach out to people in the Philippines and elsewhere to be able to help us and not pay them on these full-time salaries, but help us sort of on a project-to-project basis, or even if they are administrative assistants, to be able to help just kind of at peak times. So for you, based on like the people that you see coming into your company, what sort of people, business owners, are you typically seeing that you're working with?
Yeah, well, we work, you know, the market is a little bit fractured. And to go back into the history a little bit of outsourcing, 25 years ago, outsourcing started, and it was really enabled because of cheaper telephony. And then, of course, after that came the internet. But it was really only accessible to the massive companies, the big conglomerates, the General Electrics. Fast forward kind of 15 years, you had the advent of the internet. Everything got super cheap. You've got all of the cheap infrastructure coming in, which allowed or enabled the BPOs, the service providers, to offer sort of smaller businesses the same service level as they were the massive businesses. So, you know, the big guys have been doing it 25 years, and really it's been accessible to the small guys. And now, like the solopreneurs, the entrepreneurs, the startups, really only in the last 5 to 10 years. So, you know, it's because of all of this cheapening, everything can be done through the cloud, through, you know, online servers. A lot of the infrastructure now is so cheap, so available. And what I am still amazed at is there is this opportunity that the big boys have been cashing in on for 20 years.
Yeah.
And really the, you know, the startups, the SMEs, they're still unaware of it. Or, you know, a lot of the more established companies, they might be aware of it, but it's just kind of not on their radar. But as you say, now there is the opportunity for anyone to engage in outsourcing. There are, of course, you know, and no doubt aware, and your listeners are, of the Upworks, the freelancers. There are these huge marketplaces out there that offer kind of independent freelancers.
Yep.
We are a little bit different to that in that the kind of more formalized outsourcing is almost like a professional services firm where you have your staff, they are allocated to you, but they also have the oversight and the professionalism of a firm backing that up. So there's sort of slight graduations within the market, but my general message is that everyone out there really needs to consider outsourcing because it just opens up your options, you know, and it gives you so much greater access to incredible resources out there to help you grow your business.
Yeah, 100%. And why was it the Philippines? Why the Philippines for you? What attracted you to there?
Yeah, so the Philippines, there's really only two contenders. It's Philippines and India. Mm-hmm. They have both been outsourcing for about 25 years. And for me, you know, India is about three times bigger in terms of the outsourcing sector. But for me, there is no competition. The Philippines has very close cultural alignment to the Western model. They were, you know, it was a bit of history, but they were conquered about 500 years ago by the Spanish, which aligned them to Catholicism and kind of Western customs. And then they were pretty much conquered by the Americans about 60, 80 years ago. So they've adapted to a lot of American culture. And, you know, you walk around Manila in the Philippines and it's all about basketball, it's pizza, it's everyone speaks first language English. Huh. So, you know, it's incredibly culturally aligned. So we position, and we're actually trying to brand the Philippines as the Swiss banking of outsourcing because it's been going the longest. It's not as big as India, but the service provision here, especially if you're talking more interpersonal stuff, so, you know, kind of VAs, customer service, soft sales, design, web design, graphics, all of those things really can be executed in the Philippines to an incredible standard.
So since starting out with this company that you launched, 2016, right, Derek?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay, so 2016, what's been, say, your or the company's biggest obstacle you've faced so far in the few years that you've been doing this?
Yeah, so we're going for the kind of big money shot, and I'm trying to change the way that people engage with outsourcing. And Outsource Accelerator is really becoming the Alibaba of outsourcing. And where, you know, we're trying to basically connect people in the West with outsourcing service suppliers. But unlike kind of an Amazon, it's easy to go on Amazon and buy a $20 book because the engagement is quick, it's easy, and you're only spending $20 and you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Whereas with outsourcing, it's an ongoing relationship. It's almost like a bit of a marriage because, you know, you could be hiring these staff that work with you the next 20 years. So as a result, there's a lot of kind of ambiguity over the engagement, over the beginning of the working relationship. So we are trying to simplify that for everyone. We're building effectively the Alibaba platform for outsourcing. So I suppose my obstacle there is it's getting the flywheel moving when you're trying to introduce a different concept into the market. Also, to many people, as I've mentioned before, even outsourcing the concept itself is relatively new. It's novel.
Totally.
Some people might have either unknowns or uncertainties about it. So a lot of it is about education. A lot of it is about communication, getting people comfortable with the concept. And then on top of that, we're sort of introducing the new kind of engagement concept that we offer on our platform so that it's easier. But, you know, I suppose that's our main obstacle. In today's world, there's a huge amount of content out there. There's a huge amount of competition for people's attention. Yeah. And, you know, I believe we through outsourcing, we have one of the best products going. I believe hands down that outsourcing really is one of the most powerful business tools out there. But it's really just getting the message out there and getting people thinking about trying it for their business, or at least exploring it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And how much time do you say with you know, your company, do you focus internally, say, on growth and training?
Yeah, so we're kind of one of these built out a platform. And so at the moment we've got about 3,000 pages of content on the website. Yeah. We've got, we produce about 100 pieces a month. We do about 2 to 3 podcasts per week. And so at the moment, internally, we're actually getting all of our processes down pat so that all of this is automated. And of course, we're adding as much value to the, to the visitors, to the audience, as possible. So internally, it's more than actually, I suppose, the customer interface. It's more actually, how do we best serve the customer, and how do we make our operations efficient so that we're doing that as well as possible?
Yeah. So for you, based on all the experience you've had, and you've ran successful companies, you're starting this one, say you could go back in time and offer a young version of yourself a piece of guidance or a piece of advice, I'm wondering what that would be for you.
Yeah, generally, I've found, because I've started 3 or 4 businesses now, and yeah. I've tasted success as well as the kind of roller coaster of business. I think there are no easy routes, and I'm starting this business now. And with this one, I come into it with 15, 20 years of experience. I have a lot more confidence, I think, as well as competence, but equally totally. Business is not easy, and I think the only real solution is grit and, basically kind of sticking to your guns, knowing what to do, working hard, working intelligently, but effectively it kind of comes down to a persistence and a grit, because it's difficult. And that's why I think that, not everyone does it, and it can be a tough ride, but it's a super, super rewarding ride if you get in there and do it.
Absolutely. And now, everyone, we're just going to take a lightning quick break here. We're going to be hearing from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the overtime round. Hey, Grinders, I know you listen to me every single day, and I want to thank you so much for that. Now it's time I reciprocate it to you. I'm giving away a free 15-minute consultation to any Daily Grind listener out there. It's super simple. You just have to go to the link in the description of this podcast, click that, book a call with me, and it's that easy. See, having the opportunity to speak with some of the most successful people and entrepreneurs 5 days a week has really given me a unique outlook on life and business. Now it's time I want to share that wisdom with you personally. So go ahead, in the description of this podcast, you're going to see a link there to book a free 15-minute call with me. Click on that, sign up. There's nothing to it. I just want to hear where you're at and how potentially I could either help you or put you in touch with one of the people in my database to help you. So go ahead, link in the description, click that, and I'll talk with you soon. Derek, we're back. All set for overtime?
Fantastic. Absolutely. I am.
Derek, what motivates you to keep grinding? Like, what gets you out of bed every day and just fires you up to do what you do?
I love what I do. It's kind of a two-part answer. I mean, I'm absolutely inspired by what I do. But, as you probably know yourself, like the big goal really excites me. Mm. But then the day-to-day, when you've got to get up and, you've got to publish these articles and you've got to get 3 podcasts out and you've got to do sort of some of the grind, I don't really know any other way of saying it, but you've just got to get on and do it, and you've yeah. got to kind of stay true to your bigger goals, like the guiding light, and just kind of push through it. But I also, I'm a subscriber to basically, I suppose, stoicism, but also kind of the the best rewards come through hard work. So if everything was a breeze, you wouldn't really value it. But yeah, there's kind of no getting around it. Waking up at kind of 5 a.m. to start, you know, the grind can sometimes be a little bit punishing.
Totally. So you get up in the morning. What's something that you do every day? Either like something that you would say is like a routine or ritual or habit, but something that helps you accomplish things throughout the day.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I think we have a you know, mutual appreciation of Dave Asprey of Bulletproof.
Totally.
I you know, really believe in having a strong foundation. So I get up every morning. I do a meditation. I have a morning routine where I exercise. I go and swim, and then I come back and I have my Bulletproof coffee. And you know, I really strongly believe that to really kind of push hard continually, you need a really strong, good foundation. So yeah, I love my morning routine. I actually wake up and I'm super excited. I wake up at about 5 a.m. and I'm just so super excited to start this little ritual. and then, you know, I'm pretty much into the work day, and there's not a lot of respite until kind of 6-7 p.m. then.
Well, it's funny because I, you know, even at night, I'm excited to get up in the morning, even just to have a cup of coffee, even just to have the Bulletproof coffee. I'm excited about it.
It's amazing. I actually come back from the gym really excited about this Bulletproof coffee, and I have 3 eggs, and I'm just like, it's the small things in life, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so true. So say, Derek, say there is this magic person, like this magic genie. Someone could come into your business and help you with one thing right now. I'm wondering what that thing would be for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Is that we are, in essence, a communication platform. We're, in essence, an education and media, and you know, we convey messages to people. So I suppose Robert Cialdini is one of my biggest influences, and I'm afraid I can't actually pronounce his name, but he's the author of Influence and Persuasion.
Yep.
Incredible books about how I suppose influenceable we are as people, but also how critical it is to get the messages right, and the sort of means of communication right. So I would love to spend time with Robert and you know, go through, so that we can kind of fine-tune our communication so that we're effectively best serving and triggering the needs of our customers.
So if you could spend time with Robert, like when you say, when you're telling me all that, why would that be so important? Like if you could put either a monetary value behind it, or maybe tell us what that would do for your life if you could have him come in and help you with that.
Yeah, I think... I believe that outsourcing really is one of the most transformative tools out there, and it can really transform someone's business, and it can be applied to 99% of businesses. But what I find is that everyone is busy in their day. Everyone already has a long to-do list.
Yeah.
Everyone is already completely consumed in their business. And for someone to come along and say, hey, you know, kind of, take a few minutes, stop whatever you're doing, and look at my concept. Consider my proposal that I'm putting to you. Consider outsourcing. You know, it really takes something really significant to sort of almost stop people in their steps, jolt them so that they kind of give themselves the space to look at something new or different. You know, and I think that's a comment about all of us generally. Like we're kind of in our grooves, we're busy, and you know, this isn't sort of blaming anyone, but it's difficult in life to really grab someone's attention. And I think there's more and more messages out there, more advertising, more things vying for everyone's attention. So I think Robert could help in that. You know, if you do it right, there's some pretty powerful triggers that can be taken advantage of, and you know, it might help more people start their outsourcing journey, which is ultimately, you know, all upside for everyone involved.
Totally. That's the big goal. And you had mentioned about, you know, capturing attention. I think that's one of the most difficult things for companies and, say, people out there just getting started to do, is to be able to kind of maybe say for them is step out of obscurity and get attention for themselves and their business and let people know this is who we are, this is what we do. So for you and the company that you're running, what's been, say, the most successful way so far that you've been able to capture people's attention?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a paradox out there now in that, you know, we have so many channels of communication, and it is cheaper and more accessible than ever for anyone to put anything out there. You know, and you can be a superstar on any one of those channels. You know, people are making millions or hundreds of millions on YouTube and Facebook. And but the paradox is that equally there are now so many people on those channels that it's difficult to get your message out there. I think you've got to kind of test around a little bit, find something that has a little bit of positive feedback, because it's even hard in the early stages to get even that little bit of positive feedback, and then really double down and concentrate on one, maybe two channels, but just really concentrate on something. And it's really got to come back to that persistence and grit. You know, as I mentioned, we have now published about 3,000 articles. We're trying to create the best articles, yep, the best content, the things of most value. But it doesn't come easy, because, you know, there's a lot of other people vying for that space. So yeah, it's an interesting paradox, but it's certainly, I think on balance, there's far more opportunity now today than there was kind of 50 years ago, but there's also just a little bit more noise and competition that you have to compete with.
Absolutely. And now, Derek, the way we end the show here is I give you the floor, and you have the opportunity today to share with our audience the thought of the day. So one thing or one thought that we can all go home with today.
Wow, that's I sort of need to prepare for these profound thoughts. But, you know, more and more, I suppose I'm coming back to the balance and perspective. I really believe, you know, I'm I suppose a little bit stoic in nature. I also kind of believe in kind of thrashing myself, whether that's in the gym or with expectations, with work. But generally, I think you've got to keep your foundation strong. And I suppose the thought is, it's all about balance and perspective, so that you can, you know, keep coming back to the core values, the core activities, and keep your foundation strong so that you can do that over the long term. So balance and perspective, I think.
Love it. Now, Derek, what's the best way our audience can reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, I encourage anyone out there just to consider outsourcing. Our website has a huge amount of information. It is outsourceaccelerator.com. And for the Daily Grind listeners, we have a special URL, which again will be in your show notes, hopefully. But it is outsourceaccelerator.com/grind. And there we actually have the outsourcing comprehensive toolkit for you. And also you can complete a short questionnaire to get 3 outsourcing quotes. And we will give you special attention because of the Daily Grind podcast.
That's amazing. Everyone, I will put that in the show notes. That is outsourceaccelerator.com/grind. Be sure to visit that site. Grab that toolkit, grab those quotes. And outsourcing, really, everyone, you should be looking at that. It can really transform what you're doing and allow you to start working on your business instead of working in your business. And as you can see from this interview, everyone, success is driven by passion, hunger, and today, grit. Everyone has to overcome obstacles. Everyone has a story. Start building yours today. Today, we had the chance to speak with the man who loves outsourcing. He's the king of outsourcing, Derek Gallimore. Derek, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, sharing your insight, and coming on the show with us today.
Thank you, Colin. Really appreciate it.
The pleasure was all mine. And everyone, if you liked today's episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Share it with your friends. Until next time, Colin Morgan signing off. And always remember to keep on grinding.
Okay, that was my interview with Colin Morgan of the Daily Grind podcast. I hope you enjoyed that for something a little bit different. Of course, if you want to get in touch with Colin Morgan or know any more, want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/209. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.